Are we live?
You're live.
We are live.
We're live.
Facebook. Actually, this may be the first time ever that we've been live on two devices. We have one live stream going on the fan page, one live stream going on the personal profile. So we've got two, you know, we're double devicing here, Drew.
We got the deuce.
This is Drew Sinaki of nerdmarketing.com, in case you don't know him. Welcome to the party.
Hello, everybody. I'm speaking to your audience, I guess, now, through your Facebook page.
Nerd will see this, too. I'm going to share this to your fan page. Right now, this is live to my group, my subscribers.
Okay. If I go on Facebook right now.
We should be able to see it. It's a good idea. Now, it's interesting that we are multi-devicing because new data shows that the average adult in America has at least two devices that they use on a regular basis to consume media online, make purchase decisions, as well as 60% of those people have three devices. So people are watching TV on their phone, and using their phone at the same time. Purchases and consumption is happening. Oh, look, there we are. We're live across multiple devices.
There we go. Very cool.
You see that? So that's going down. I got my purple laptop case. I got this thing last night. I'm really excited about it because I keep spilling coffee on my laptop. If you're in Traffic MBA, which is one of our training programs, I was ready.
I love it.
So I was ready for this webinar, right? I was getting ready for it, super pumped, like week six, it was like we were going to go over email sequences or something. I want to talk to you about because you're an email guy. And like right before, I dump a whole cup of coffee on my laptop, burns it out. I've got like 150 people waiting live. Luckily, I carry a backup laptop because I'm used to destroying my always, man, because you can destroy these things. Yeah, when I'm traveling. These things are
two laptops,
both Airs, Jared Thompson is in my Blue Ribbon Mastermind. Jared Thompson is a gardener. He had this picture on his Facebook page holding a snake like a badass. I'm semi-terrified of snakes personally, but he says he's digging our lavender laptop here. If you got questions, comments, anything that you want to hear us talk about, questions for Drew, let me know in the comment feed. I won't be able to see them all in real time, but I will get to them because we're not looking at the phones. We're looking at the computer. It's a little bit of a delay. So, Drew, you recently – are you paying attention?
I'm paying attention. I'm looking at us on the screen here. I'm intrigued. You've got it going on like your personal Facebook page. You've got it going on.
On the fan page. Here's the interesting thing about my personal Facebook page is it has turned into a business page. It's like I got 5,000 subscribers on there. I only know a couple hundred personally, so it's now for business.
So meet Ezra and Ezra Fireside.
Both for business. You recently did something pretty incredible in our world, which is you came into a company. What happened? Tell me kind of the gist of it.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Drew Sinaki, and I am
nerdmarketing.com.
Nerdmarketing.com. So I am an e-commerce veteran. I have my own retailer.
By description.
I am a nerd. So I had my own dropship retailer 10 years ago, sold it. And then I started working more for private equity, which are companies that buy sort of bigger companies as opposed to venture capital that invests in a startup, a private equity company or fund.
So they kind of pay you to sit on their board, and when they are going to do a deal, when they're going to purchase an e-commerce business, you come in and make sure it's cool.
Or come off the bench.
Come off the bench. Bench.
Yeah, sit on the bench, put me in, coach. They find or I find a company that might be distressed or might be
– or like maybe could see some growth.
Mismanaged or for some reason they're not living up to their capability. Right? Yeah. Maybe they need growth capital. The fund buys the company or makes an investment in the company. I come off the bench. I might take an operational role. And at this company in particular, it was a – $100 million company had gone bankrupt.
Before you get into that, I'm going to interrupt you for a second. So this is something that we've kind of been geeking out on for the last couple of years because I live in the 7 to 8 figure kind of e-commerce world, e-commerce business owners. My business is 8 figures and I deal with a lot of business owners in my Blue Ribbon Mastermind, which you are a part of, 7-figure e-commerce business owners. And what has fascinated me about the world that you play in, which is 9-figure retailers, people doing literally hundreds of millions of dollars a year, is that the same direct response principles that we apply to our small businesses work on these bigger companies. And in fact, they work better because there's just more to,
That was one of the most eye-opening things is that the same kind of SEO, the same kind of traffic generation you'd use on a startup e-commerce site, you can use on a $100 million retailer.
Business principles, the fundamentals of how you go about successfully crafting an offer, making an offer, doing follow-up marketing, it all works the same. So back to your
point. And that these guys aren't doing it.
Yeah.
But you kind of figure, okay, they're big, so they must be doing everything state-of-the-art, and they aren't.
So one of the things that we've been doing together is sort of consulting for these bigger companies. Like we just did a deal for what was formerly a $3 billion company, I think. And then they dropped down and they hired
I don't know if they went bankrupt, but they went to zero. And a bunch of guys bought the brand and are now trying to reinvent the brand. At one point, this was like a $3 billion company.
Brought us in to kind of give them a growth plan. So we sat down, we looked at their stuff, and we were like, dude, how are you guys not doing like the basic stuff? You know, like what is going on?
These are companies that have maybe 1 million people or 5 million people on their email list have never sent email.
It's crazy.
Or send once a month, and maybe we should be emailing.
Martin Maybrook, who's an old school veteran, been in the game for a while, says, Drew's last podcast about Google Analytics RFM was awesome, but how do we learn more about it from him? Go to nerdmarketing.com, get on his email list. And he's got audits and all kinds of cool stuff you can engage with him about.
Yeah, nerdmarketing.com/start-here. That's where you can opt into my list, and I share everything I'm working on there.
It's a good URL. It's very just, you know, sort of start here. This is where if you want to get in the game, this is where you get started. So back to the story that kind of inspired this live cast here. You recently did something that was really cool. I want to hear a little bit about it.
Yeah, so we found this formerly $100 million retailer that is now, or sort of like last summer, had gone bankrupt. Revenue had fallen, maybe got cut in half. We bought them out of bankruptcy, and then within 10 months brought them from losing, I want to say, $500,000 a month to marginal profitability, and we just sold them. So we sold them, we bought them, I want to say all in for about $10 million, sold them for $20
million. Amazing.
Inside of 10 months, which was much more aggressive and quicker than we could have imagined going into the deal.
And we had a lot of conversations about that deal throughout, from the beginning through to the end. You kind of played this role of chief strategist in that process. And what was it that allowed you to take – we talked a lot about what my specialty, you know, direct response, customer acquisition – and that played a role. But I think what was even more important in that deal was what you did on the life cycle side.
Sure. This was an interesting case because these guys had just tons of latent assets. We talked about the company that might have 5 million people on the email list and isn't emailing. Well, this was that company. So 1 million people visiting the site a month and 5 million. Is that my coffee or your coffee?
This is your coffee, but it just looked delicious. I had to take it. This is your second coffee.
Yeah,
it's kind of a share.
I'm going right now. Yeah, 5 million people on the list. And so I go in there and the company's screaming like, we just need more traffic to grow, more traffic.
And hold on, this is a common mistake that companies make. They think that all they need to focus on is getting new customers, but actually
they didn't need more traffic.
Yeah.
All you need to do is take that all the focus that's on acquisition and put it on conversion and retention. And I feel like I know retention and database marketing super well. Ezra really helped me out with the conversion and just getting some of that traffic to convert, getting them on the email list, and then just working our list. So doing a lot of life cycle marketing, getting people to buy again. You know, there were a lot of one and done buyers.
And that's sort of the hidden secret to a successful venture of any kind. Let's just step outside of our realm of e-commerce and let's just talk about successful ventures. Successful ventures know, number one, how to get people to know they exist. That's the first step, right? People got to know who you are, know you exist, and there's a whole bunch of ways to do that. Number two, you have to then get them to say yes to whatever you're offering. Okay, so this company had that down. They had some people knowing about them. They had people saying yes, and that's traffic and conversion, and those are buzzwords in our community, and those are great things. But if you don't deliver value – you drinking my coffee?
Yes.
If you don't deliver value, engage in a conversation, build a relationship, and make additional offers to create repeat business, you got nothing.
Yeah, I mean, that's just sort of like the trouble with e-commerce is that customer acquisition cost is usually high, especially on that first order.
For sure.
If you want profits, you've got to get a second order. Like the bulk of the profits are on the second, third, fourth order. And most e-commerce companies just think about that first
order, customer,
and it's really hard to make money just with one and done customers.
We got Rob Ongo from Oahu says aloha. Raubu, is on, but wants a link to, I guess, your website.
Share the link. I'm not sure what link.
I think you're talking about.
I'll come up with some links. I'll put them in there.
Yeah, you know, this the live feed is not sort of synced with the desktop, so we're probably missing some questions here. Oh, my old buddy Josh Hood is making fun of me. This guy was in an improv class with one of my first online business mentors back in, like, 2004. This Australian guy, and Josh is an old school veteran of the game. Anything else related to e-commerce we want to talk about real quick while we're live here?
I think, well, big emphasis on retention. If you're not thinking about retention, you're leaving profits on the table. That'd be the biggest thing. I like to think that there are three ways to grow any company. Usually it's increase AOV, increase
average order value.
Average order value, increase the frequency of purchase, so the number of purchases per customer. And then traffic, right? More customers. And all too often, everybody focuses on number three, and there's opportunity on one and two.
And I think that when it comes to making that repeat sale, when it comes to having a business today, engaging with your prospects and customers, people who may become customers and people who are already customers, in a conversation around content like this. What this is right now, just as a, let's take a step back, look at what we are doing here. This is a piece of content that we're producing live right now that is related to a topic or conversation or problem that my group of subscribers has, which is how to grow their business, that has people be interested in relating with me and then looking at whatever offers I have beyond that. So this is sort of a microcosm of how to do this process on the back end. You want to engage every business. That it's not just customers or prospects. It's a group of people who are interested in something or have a problem they want solved. And so if you can build a relationship, create some intimacy with those folks, you have a much better chance at getting that initial sale and producing a second sale on the back end. So I think content is a really big part of how you do this well. So Ezra Firestone from smartmarketer.com, Drew Sinanke from nerdmarketing.com. you like that?
I like it.
Yeah, so thanks for joining us live. We'll see you on the next one.